You guys are going to be so glad you found us.
We're just two military spouses, realtors, and friends keeping it real.
We're back.
We're
back, people.
We're back.
How happy are you that I'm home?
I'm so happy. Oh my God. So listeners, Kendra does this really fun thing where once a year she just up and leaves for like at least 3 weeks, usually a month. And that's fine. Well deserved. Go for it. But then I'm just here in the trenches holding it down. And it always happens. And it's not like, I swear you do this to me on purpose because it's not always this. You don't go somewhere the same month. It's not like every May.
No, I never go somewhere this early in the year, honestly, because our daughter is still in school.
And like, yes. However, and one time it was Christmas. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, oh, we know that May is our busiest month and Kendra's just going to go on a cruise for 3 weeks. But it's like, it just so happens like, okay, I'm leaving. And I look at our like contracts and we were in 22 contracts, which is normally fine because you are so diligent about like working and replying to messages and answering.
Two of us, to be fair.
That's, you're like answering questions from clients and everything until we reach the point of your trip where you get on a boat. And for the love of God, if I could ask one thing of you, find a different way to vacation besides cruises.
I hate flying. It's the perfect way for me to vacation.
I understand that.
Whatever. Out of the 3.5-ish weeks I was gone, I was only on a boat for 7 days.
Yeah, but that's when all hell breaks loose.
I understand that, but I can't control that.
Do you remember the cesspool situation of 2022? You were on a cruise.
That's when I decided that cruising was the way to go.
Kendra gets to port and she's just reading all these messages between me and the clients. Oh my God.
Not the client, the client's father.
The client's father.
It's whatever. We deal with all kinds of family members in this business. And I was not even out at sea for the whole time. Whenever we got into port, I diligently
turned back
on my data and got caught up on as much as I could.
But it's not like, and you'll get this, it's not like, oh my God, I need Kendra in this minute. It's like, I need to commiserate with my business partner over the crazy shit that I'm dealing with.
It's the therapy aspect. It's not that either one of us is ill-equipped to deal with whatever is happening. Yeah. It's just the...
It's kind of like, when we were out house hunting this weekend and we get to a house and I definitely had a showing scheduled and there's just a pit bull waiting for us at the door and the lockbox wouldn't open. And it's in that moment where it's like, okay, I'm with the client, but I'm like, thank God you're there too, because you can attest that that is so random. That never happens. Like, I'm sorry, we can't go in this house. There's a pit bull guarding it.
Well, and I can distract them to some degree.
While I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, or vice versa while you're on the phone with the agent. And then just to round out that story, we got a hold of the agent, you called them, and they were like, oh, sorry, I gave you the wrong code. Here's the right code. And then you open the lockbox. No key.
Oh, yeah.
No key in said lockbox.
We were not meant to see that home.
We weren't meant to see that home.
But it was just like one thing after another. I'm like, I'm so glad that there's a witness to some of the crazy.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I'm happy you're back.
I'm happy I'm back, too. It was definitely a whirlwind.
What was your favorite part? And to recap, listeners, Kendra started at the Kentucky Derby and then New Orleans and then a cruise to like the Caribbean and Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And then she came home finally.
Yeah. We were going to throw in 2 days in Vegas.
I know you were.
I thought you were going to work divorce me. Mm-hmm. So we came home and we're going to stay in Vegas for our next trip in August, which is, to be clear, normally when we go on our trips.
But what are you doing in August? Where are you going?
We are
going
on. I would like to say that it's my 40th birthday. And it's also Clayton's 45th birthday. And we vacation with a couple who has birthdays in August and the very end of July. So that's why we normally take these trips, is because we kind of compound everything and everybody gets to pick like a little bit of something that they want to do for their birthday. And we incorporate it into the trip. So we are flying from here to Oakland and we're going to spend 2 days in Napa. And then we're going to drive, I think it's like 6 hours from Napa to LA. And we're staying at the Queen Mary, which is some like old refurbished boat. We're going to stay there for one night. And then we are
going on a cruise.
Hopping on a cruise.
There's the punchline. Going on another cruise.
And then we are going to take a party bus from LA to Las Vegas. And then we're spending 4 days in Vegas.
I'm fine with everything except the cruise.
We are going to be at sea for 3 days.
Oh, that's fine. Whew.
But that's the same amount I was at sea for this.
No,
cruise.
It was 3 weeks. I'm positive. And I'm positive.
This just means you should be excited. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because whenever I go on cruises, we are always batshit busy, mm-hmm. which means July is going to be a good month and we're going to have lots of closings in August. And that's why you should be excited.
That is
and
such.
We'll have Emily make lots of gift bags for you.
That while is gone. Such a stretch. But yes, that makes me thrilled.
Great. Which means we'll go into the holiday season.
Oh my God. I'm going to go on a cruise. All the second half of the year. I know, like, but my kids are too young.
They're not. They literally have a place, like a daycare place that is for children of all ages. And they do crafts and they do all kinds of stuff.
I know.
With your kids. So you don't have to have them with you the whole cruise. So you guys can do things. You should really. Okay. Here's the plan.
Okay. I'm ready.
You guys should go on the cruise around the Hawaiian Islands.
Okay. Yes. I actually do want to do that.
I've done it. It's yeah. lovely. You're not out at sea for like days and days. You just like go overnight to the, you know, yeah. Maui, and then you're on Maui for 2 days and you go overnight to the Big Island and you're on one side and then the other side.
Yeah.
And then, you know, overnight and then you're in Kauai and you spend 2 days in Kauai.
I know. I do want to do that. But I also, part of me is like, if I'm going to vacation, I want to get like literally anywhere else, you know?
You want to go somewhere else besides the place that people save years and years and years to come visit on vacation.
Yeah, but I live there. I'm honestly planning. I'm honestly planning for a master. Like I have this whole, our 10-year anniversary is next summer.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. So I'm like, we have to do something.
Does Jack listen to our podcast? Could we discuss what secret plans you
Oh, no. I have been dropping hints because not only did you leave me, that man left me too. He's gone now in Michigan.
Every year.
Yeah, you do. Because he's either gone on the tail end. This is just a rant session now. Anybody want real estate stuff? Not today.
Tune in next episode.
Because he's usually like on TDY or something. But this time now he's in Michigan and he has a convenient layover in Vegas as well. So everybody's leaving me and it's fine. I'm going to go on vacation with myself and leave all of you here. I know. No, I would.
I would absolutely go on vacation.
I told Jack when he gets back, I'm booking myself a room.
Or with me at Turtle Bay.
I know. Well, I know.
But I know. Keep in mind that, as you know, I'm starting 75 Hard again.
Oh my God.
Are we gonna faux do it with me? Are we gonna tell our audience that you're gonna do it with me?
No.
No? I'm not. Okay.
I'm not even committed to lying.
Damn.
Oh,
but
my
I'll
gosh.
Still vacation with you and hang yeah. out while you drink all the mimosas. Fun fact, Turtle Bay, guys, if you don't know, has mimosas, bottomless mimosas every day until 11 o'clock.
I think that if you ever quit real estate, you could become like a travel. I'm not going to say like a, what are they called?
A travel agent?
Yeah. I'm not going to call you a travel agent, but I think you'd be like a bomb ass, like vacation planner.
Yeah. Only if you wanted a vacation that revolved around like spa
wellness, yeah,
wellness stuff,
would just pure indulgence.
Yeah, if you're like a adventure person, I'd be like, don't zip line, go to the spa, don't be done. I would not be the right
heart
person
rate for you. Doesn't get elevated this week.
Yeah, like we're gonna work on your wrinkles. if you want like an adventure vacation, I'm not the right person for you. But if you want to know like the good spas, the good treatments, like. This facial over that facial, this massage technique over that massage technique. I'm your gal.
Just like a wellness guru. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll pivot. Maybe I'll.
That's going to be your second act right there. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I did miss you. I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad I'm back too.
And we are going to get back into like our real estate content next week. This is like an ease in.
I feel you've brought this up and I think you're right. We've been a little real estate heavy, which. Obviously, we're realtors.
Yeah.
It's a passion of ours. So it's not like we're real estate heavy to try to hound people. It is just,
what we talk about all the time.
But I think we need to make a list of like touristy things, you know, like check out the Dole Plantation, go to the macadamia nut farm.
Or maybe not even touristy things, because I feel like people know all of like the classic touristy things, but there's like,
you know, like off the beaten path.
Kind of.
Kemlin.
Come back.
If you're listening to this, give us some suggestions.
Come back. No, we know stuff.
We should go climb Cocoa Head and document it.
No.
Why not?
Because I can't get there early enough to not be in the sweltering heat.
You can. if you drop off your kids and we go right there, we can get there by like 9. And only it's like an hour up and an hour down.
9? It's so damn sunny at 9 o'clock in the morning. I thought people climbed Cocoa Head at like 5.
No, me and my brother went literally at like 8 a.m.
Fine. I could do it.
I'm just saying, people would find it fascinating.
I could do it.
Great content. Do it for the content, Courtney.
Okay, I'll do it for the content.
And then at the bottom of the hill, there's a Malasada truck.
That is so smart.
And so you get Leonard's. It's a genius. And you get a Malasada.
That is smart.
And then we can talk to people about Malasadas and what they are.
Oh, you have to go to the new, and everyone talking about things people should do, the new like fair on Thursdays at Waikai.
Oh.
We hadn't gone yet. We went last Thursday, and it's not really like a farmer's market like they say that it is. It's like just a ton of food trucks and like artisans. And I don't know, Jack got like a mac and cheese burger. I got the tacos. It was so good.
It's a fair, and I was like, is it right?
No, but because it's like, it's not a farmer's market. Yeah, you can't call it a market,
No. But
it's like malasadas and all sorts.
I got a toffee covered apple.
Yeah. But then they have those mats that you can rent to go sit on the grass. And you're not even rent. It's like for free. They just say like, bring them back.
Cool.
So you can picnic. Yeah. And we brought the kids and there was like, I don't know, everybody was running wild. Yeah. I saw so many clients there.
Sure.
I mean, so many. The Wolfords, Jordan, who bought in Mariner's Place and they like renovated.
Oh, nice.
Jasmine, like, so, I mean, so many people there.
That's amazing.
I need to like,
maybe we should get a booth.
What would we have at our booth?
Us and like information about home buying or home selling or property management.
I wonder if they would let us. I would sit there because then you have access to all that really good food. I'm surprised you ate there.
I just got a toffee covered apple.
Oh,
we were leaving eating at kitchen door. Mm. The flatbread that we had the other day is what I had.
Oh my gosh. But the tacos, it wasn't a taco truck, it was a taco tent and they cooked it on like Blackstone. It was it was so good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
But I didn't technically eat there. I just got dessert there.
Anyway.
And, like dipped strawberries and
caramel
covered.
Yes.
Apples like at Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Which there was one in one of the airports that I was in recently, and I stopped our entire group so I could get an apple because Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory is my favorite thing.
And I haven't thought about that in so long. It's like I completely forgot it existed.
It's candy covered apples and like chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so bummed they closed the Godiva store.
Me too.
At Kamakanalii.
Loretta and I used to go to Lavish and get our nails done, and we would go there, and you get like a free piece of chocolate every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I know.
Go for our free piece of chocolate, and then spend $30 more. But I don't know how they went out of business. But they did go out of business. But now Milky is there, and I like Milky.
No.
You don't like it?
I've never had it, but it looks too sweet.
No, it's not. It's really not. It's literally like drinking, you know, like when you're a kid and you're having cereal and then like the cereal soaks into like the milk and you drink.
Yeah,
that's
didn't.
That's what it's like.
But I didn't do that either.
Of course you didn't.
If it were like potato chips,
I'd be
all about
milk
it.
Out of a bowl.
Of course, I'm not a cat. Gosh. Okay, you know what? We're running out of time because I have to go get my hair done. Wow, we worked really hard today.
We did work really hard today.
Hey, we got a new contract.
I know.
That's enough. But I swear, okay, so tomorrow we're recording a legitimate episode. This was like a little check-in. Hey, how you doing?
I'm seeing when your appointment is for your hair.
It's at 3:30.
Okay, so it doesn't take an hour and 10 minutes to get to town.
It takes 45 and I got to get a snack. I'm going to be there till like 7. There's no dinner on the horizon. You know what I was thinking? I was getting ready to come over here.
Uh-huh.
Because I had to get like all the podcasting stuff that I brought to my house.
Yeah.
And speaking I was like, hold on. And I was like getting everything together. I was like, oh, I got to get everything together to go get my hair done. And I'm sure you don't feel this way. But getting ready to go get your hair done is like you have to make sure you have the essentials because it takes hours for me. So I'm like, do I have my phone charger? Do I have my computer charger? Do I have my AirPods? Do I have water? Do I have snacks? I'm like,
you're
need.
Stressing me out.
Yeah, but it takes forever. You're there and you're stuck.
There's chips downstairs that you can take if you
no. I have to, no.
You're saying no to chips. Courtney Williams is saying no to chips.
I am.
Write it down on the calendar, people. Okay.
No, but I'm like, I had to get all that stuff together because it's like, you have to camp out there.
Well, why so long?
Because my hair is so thick. And usually it's like highlight situations. Yeah. So they have to like go through all of it. And it's not like an all over color or anything. Although we'll see where I land today.
Yeah, I'm like, mine takes 90 minutes. And that's if she is blow drying me and cutting it.
Yeah, no, it takes literally 20 minutes just to blow dry my hair.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it sucks. So anyway, I do have to go. But speaking of the fact that I did not podcast while you're gone, I can't do it without you.
You can.
I can.
You can. You were just busy, which is fair. Like, that's a legitimate... You were busy.
I know.
You were schlepping keys left and right.
But our podcast producer, Emily, gave me like some good like little like, here's some shorts. And
I'd like to know what they were.
Yeah, yeah. We can, let's knock those out tomorrow when we do our podcast tomorrow.
Fun.
It'll be like rapid fire real estate.
Yeah. It'll be fun. News to them and news to me because I don't know
exactly
what they are.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then we need to start running down our list of like guest podcast people.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was thinking we should have, I mean, obviously Charles, we're trying to get our home inspector on here because he is a wealth of knowledge. But also like I was going to be almost kind of fun to have our skill bridgers on here to see what they're thinking about like joining real estate in this market at this time and transitioning from the military, because I'm sure that we have a lot of past clients or maybe people listening who are in the military, their spouses are, and they're like trying to decide whether to stay in, get out. Because I feel like everyone goes through a period where they're like, am I going to continue with the military or not? And these two guys who are skill bridging with us have chosen to get out. And I'd love to pick their brains about that a little bit more.
How long do they have in?
Grant was prior service Marines, and he's got to have like 7 years in at least. He's a captain. Mm-hmm. And Sean, I would say like probably 7 or 8 years. I think they're just a couple year groups behind Jack. Okay. And Jack is getting out.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
I wasn't quite sure if you're ready to share that.
Yeah,
yet, so I
no.
I'd let you bring it up.
I mean, yeah, he got promoted 2 weeks ago to major and then told me last week. He just called me and he does on lunch or whatever. And he's like, hey, how's it going? I was like, good. How are you? He's like, good. I just told, you know, Colonel McClellan I'm getting out. And I was like, after all those nice things she said about you at your promotion.
No, take that. would you say she signed that?
Yeah.
Signed his review.
Literally. Yeah. Yeah. Signed the OER, mm-hmm. made the remarks. And Jack was like, goodbye. But this is not like, I mean, this isn't news to anyone who knows Jack. So it was just news to every single person he works with. But I mean, everybody has to expect that, right? You're not going to be like, oh, by the way, I might get out of the army.
Yeah, no.
You know? So anyway, that was huge. Yeah. So now he's actively like making moves to get out so we can stay here forever and ever and ever.
Ever and ever and ever.
Yep. Yep. So.
Postcards for my cruise.
Lord have mercy. Okay. Until next week. That's all. That's all she wrote.
You guys know we're going to ask for it. Like and subscribe to our channel.
And follow us on Instagram @PCS2Hawaii.